Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our first in a series on vessel monitoring systems. Eric Perez here, QSIA CEO, and with me this morning is Keith Harris up in central Queensland. How are you, Keith?
Yeah, well, thanks, Eric.
Okay, so the topic today is VMS, and firstly, from your perspective, what are you hearing from commercial fishers around one, the implementation of VMS, and two, potential impacts for us?
A lot of angry fishermen out there, confused over why it's been introduced and the ongoing process to introduce it. I don't know if people are familiar with the Keystone Cops, but that sort of seems to be the way this is being run. Just yesterday I had a gentleman at my house and I set him up on Fishnet Secure because he didn't have email addresses and the like, so I got him up and running and registered his two VMSs that he has got. I don't feel this is the industry's job to do this. I think the department have let industry down very badly since day one. That this was mentioned. They say consultation, well, it's been, we'll come along and tell you how it's going to work, not that we're going to remove it or take any other thing into consideration. It was only a week or so ago I had a meeting with most other fishermen in Rockhampton, which the Boating and Fisheries Patrol attended. They've done a great job. I'm no way in the wide world am I criticising what they do. They're there to do a job. And they just put a bit up on the screen, give us about 10 or 12 points as to what it was all about, and then basically the meeting was over. Pretty poor, not by them, but by the department. There was no one there from VMS that could really answer questions in any way. So, yeah, so far, I can't see it getting any better either. There's no more consultation that I'm aware of to happen with industry, so... I don't know, people have just basically had a gut full, I think, of it, and the strategy to follow behind this, God knows what's going to happen there.
Sure. One of the questions that have been raised with members and non-members is around the contracting to get a VMS unit sorted out for your business. So are they short-term contracts? Are they long-term contracts? Any particular issues around the contracting side of things?
Like I mentioned before, the chap that was here yesterday, he bought one of the spot trace, or two of the spot traces, and he told me that his payments, I think, were in a six-month block. I believe it's a 12-month contract. I didn't really go into them because I bought the YV3I one, which is a three-year contract, which there is a little bit in there, if you really read through it, about basically the intellectual property side of things, which is a bit scary. Basically, I think you more or less sign it over. I think that's the way I read it anyway. I may not be quite correct in that, but we might need a legal person to sort that out for us. But, I mentioned to the chap yesterday, if you're on a 12-month contract, you know, he only gets $33 a month for that one. One wonders what it might be in 12 months' time, and if it's compulsory for you to have it, well, we're just going to have to pay up. And really no way of trying to recoup that money through saying, right, I want an extra 20 cents or 50 cents a kilo for my product. I just can't do that. So just another cost to bear, I guess, for industry.
Sure. And another issue that's being brought up quite a lot is the rationale for introducing it. So VMS, as far as I can understand, because it's about tracking where you fish, is not going to do anything with regards to improving the sustainability of our fisheries, which we were told by the department through this whole process is not the reason that they've instituted the reform process about getting better management outcomes. So if VMS is more about compliance and are you fishing where you say you're fishing, do you believe that well, from your perspective as a commercial fisher, do you think the government trusts us while we're out doing our work, or is this a way for, as some people have put it, for Big Brother to keep an eye out on what we're doing?
I would say, Eric, that the government or the department, whichever way you want to put it, trust us about as much as we trust them, which is probably pretty low. That's what I'm hearing. I don't. They say it's basically to see where the effort is. Well, if anybody walked down to a boat ramp and asked a commercial operator where's the effort, he'll say it's right here on my doorstep, mate. You haven't got to put a tracker on somebody to see where all the boats are to work that out. And they're obviously going to be in the reasonably high populated areas along the coastline where there is easy access for both commercial and amateur fishermen. That's where all the effort is on both sides of the coin. So, I don't see why we need a machine beaming up signal up to the heavens to make them aware of that. I think there might be a little bit more to it. There may be some other federal government agencies that have got a finger in the pot here and maybe pushing the agenda a little bit further than what maybe Fisheries Queensland wanted to, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, it seems that, at least in the Commonwealth, Fisheries VMS has been in place for some time, and in our Queensland waters, at least the trawl fishery has had VMS for well over 10 years. But the inshore fisheries, I think, in most states don't have a form of VMS, and so something that's been put to me that I haven't, you can't test this theory, but that we're the guinea pigs for the rest of the country to see what implementation looks like, and if how it's been rolled out in Queensland is any indication, you'd really want a better way to engage with commercial fishers about the need for this. That's if we have a fishery to monitor into the future. If what's happening in Victoria is any indication, and what we went through with the net-free zones, it's going to be easy to monitor a handful of fishermen into the future, which is where some people think this reform is going.
Yeah, I would say that Queensland government over the last 4, 5, 6 years, whatever it may be, have been the leaders in reforming fisheries. Have a look at the net-free zones. Now we have VMSs, both cock-ups, and the sustainable fisheries strategy, which still be determined whether that's going to be good or bad. Now other states are following our great leadership in fisheries reform, and our friends in Victoria have got their head in the guillotine, and as we all know, the dilemmas in New South Wales. So, as I mentioned the other day, I just don't like the consequences for the future of the industry under the present way that it's managed from above the fisheries departments that are put there to manage the fisheries.
Yep. Okay, Keith, look, thank you for your time this morning. We're going to interview some more commercial fishermen, and then hopefully Monday I'll be talking to some members in the post-harvest sector about what their views are on VMS and the issues that they're hearing about. So thank you for your time this morning, and we'll catch everyone on the next podcast.
Okay, mate. See you later.